All right, if you're interested in travel and traveling information, Thrifty Traveler is a must. You need to check that out. You also should follow our guy Kyle Potter here on the Twitter machine, KPotterMN. Kyle, we play this game where Dave Harrigan comes up with a bumper music theme every day. And it's 2:39, and I've yet to ask him about the bumper music theme. Dave, you want to give us a clue in any way, and Kyle can play along.
Well, I will tell you the very first song I played today was by Willie Nelson, the title, Still Not Dead.
Still Not Dead.
Yes.
I can help you on this, Kyle. There were, thankfully, erroneous reports yesterday that the amazing Mary Jo Copeland from Sharon and Karen Hans had passed away from one idiot on Facebook. Classy, really classy thing to do. So Sharon and Karen Hans had to go to the point where on their website had to say, Mary Jo is fine. And we just had Mary Jo on the show. Has anybody falsely said to Kyle Potter, you are dead? Has anybody online somewhere said, sad news, Kyle Potter has passed away?
You know what? Fortunately for me, I think what's lower than a Z-list celebrity, whatever comes after that is not high priority for internet hoaxes. So I have been spared that indignity so far, and I'm looking to keep the streak alive.
Although I did hear you recently suggest that Lake Nokomis is the greatest lake in the state. Was that a cry for help? Were you being held hostage? I mean, what are you talking about?
All right, now, Chad, you're starting off with bringing fake news and breaking them over the coals, and then you do it yourself.
Yeah.
I said in the city of Minneapolis, and I stand by that. I would never say it is the best lake in the state of Minnesota.
I heard he said it's the best lake in America, Dave. Did you hear the same thing, or was it worldwide?
There's a lot of great lakes,
yeah,
but one greater lake, and that's Nokomis.
Oh, okay, now, Dave Harrigan. Yes or no, you agree that Nokomis, you got Bidet Makoska, you got Lake of the Isles, you got other ones, is, now I would say this, Nokomis is underrated significantly, but according to Dave Harrigan, is it the greatest lake in Minneapolis?
It's got the best food option right there. What do they call the Painted Turtle right now? I think that's what they changed the name to.
Painted Turtle. They got their taps turned back on this summer. Everything is coming up Lake Nokomis, you guys.
So is this just related to food? Is that what we're saying?
It's all part of the experience.
It is part of the experience. I agree. I have not. I need, off this conversation, Kyle, I need to check out Nokomis again. It's been a bit. And because I know you're waiting, you know, is it bated breath? I mean, why is our breath bated? I really don't know. Because I know you're waiting for affirmation. You really don't care that I'm going to give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down. Here's what I don't understand, and this is a topic I've covered on this dopey show of mine for 34 years. I bet 15 times. Fools bringing guns to the airport. You tweet this out early. The TSA says it stopped more than 5,000 firearms in the first 9 months of 2024. As you point out, that turns out to be 18 guns a day. And again, as you add, and I'm with you, how are people putting loaded firearms in their carry-on bags? I'm nervous to bring on a nail clipper razor. Kyle, I will check and double check. I don't fly as much as I used to during the Wolves and other days, but I still fly a reasonable amount. I will double and triple check. It does not seem plausible for me that I'm going to go and on my carry-on bag, oh, I forgot my Glock. My loaded Glock is in my bag. How does this keep happening?
It just boggles the mind, doesn't it? And, you know, the tough part about this is I think every American or many Americans can agree with the idea that the TSA has gone too far in the last two decades, and that, you know, limits on liquids and some of the stuff that they put you through going through security is all a bit much. But surely we can all agree that bringing a loaded gun onto an airplane is common sense, that you shouldn't do that, that you shouldn't have a loaded gun in the bag that you bring on with all of your 100-plus fellow passengers. I cannot comprehend how this happens 18 times a year, let alone 18 times a day.
Yeah, I could not agree more. You basically are the czar of travel already. So now I make you the czar of travel punishment. To try to convince people that if you do this, look at what happens to you. What should be the punishment, according to Kyle Potter, for bringing a loaded weapon up to TSA?
You can continue flying, but you can only fly with Spirit. How's that?
That would be soul crushing to a lot of people.
We would get those numbers down in our hurry. Yes. Let me tell you. Yeah. No, that's yeah. Spirit is fine, but I do think that would be pretty effective.
I honestly think, Harrigan, 2-year ban. I mean, we keep talking about this, and it doesn't get better. 2-year ban. If you are so derelict of this joint responsibility, 2 years, you're not allowed to fly, and then, you know, the legal ramifications can be a fine of some size. And if jail is a part of this, especially if it's a second time, Kyle, I have no problem with it. I really don't.
No, you know, there are a lot of escalating penalties. I mean, going from, you know, a pretty sizable fine even for first-time offenders, in some cases, arrest, obviously. One of the big ones, put quotation marks around the word big, is you're banned from using TSA PreCheck for at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's the sad part is that, okay, so the 5,000 plus people that have been stopped with a firearm in the first 9 months of 2024 is better than last year.
Yeah.
So we're making headway by a couple hundred firearms in a 9 month span. But yeah, I don't know. Fortunately, I'm not in Congress. Nobody wants that, at least of all me. But certainly, I think we can do a better job at making sure that this stops happening because it's just inexcusable.
This is Kyle Potter from Thrifty Traveler. I'm looking at thriftytraveler.com right now, as I do often. Great site for all of your travel options. Part of what drew my attention to, Kyle, maybe it was it a week ago when you listed some of the flight prices to Hawaii? And I could not believe how low they were. Can you expand on that a little bit? And was that just a brief flash and moment? Have they jumped back up and explain why they were as low as they were?
You know, sales like this are always brief. So, you know, the deal and these deals, which I'll get into a little bit more detail shortly, were incredibly good. So the better the deal, the shorter it lasts. So go figure. You know, our team of far more talented flight deal experts than I to our subscribers. You know, the price is shot back up north of $400, even $500 round trip in a matter of hours. But you know, flying from Minneapolis all the way to Kauai, Kona, and Maui round trip for $249. That is the lowest price we've ever seen. I mean, we've seen it below $300. Not regularly, but a couple of times a year we see deals like that. But $249, I have paid double that to fly to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think the last time when I went to Hawaii, it was not $249. What else right now is a story that you're following closely with the travel industry, and you don't think the mainstream media, let's go with that evil term, the traditional media is paying close enough attention?
You know, we've we've had a pretty incredible run. The last, it's been more than 2 years in a row now, of some of the cheapest domestic flight prices that we've ever seen, from Minneapolis across the country. Yes, even out to Hawaii and back. And so this can't last forever. And it really is a byproduct of, you know, this huge surge of flights that we've seen across the country as airlines tried to climb their way out of the worst of the pandemic when they cut flights and they furloughed staff and, you know, eventually grew back, but grew back too much. And so, you know, with so much supply of flights, it's exceeded the demand. It's here in the United States. So it's been, you know, finding a cheap domestic flight for the last, you know, almost 3 years has been like shooting fish in a barrel with dynamite. So as much as I might have ripped on, you know, Spirit Airlines and suggested that, you know, idiots who bring guns through TSA checkpoints shouldn't be forced to them, you know, Spirit Airlines is the reason why. Spirit,
yeah, right.
and Frontier and Sun Country and even Southwest. And so, you know, while it's been an incredible run of cheap domestic fares the last 2.5-3 years, I'm a little bit worried at what we're seeing from how much many of those budget airlines are struggling and what it means for the future of flight prices going forward in 2025 and beyond.
Always a pleasure, sir. Know you're busy. Appreciate the time. We'll reach out again soon.
I'll see you around Lake McLomas, Chad.
Yes, exactly. 250. Kyle Potter from Thrifty Travel. The phone was warbling a little bit, but I think it was still clear enough that you can understand the good content Kyle was providing.
Regarding the lake and travel.
Yeah. I need to go to Nokomis.
Get to Nokomis, would you?
Two of us?
It's a great lake.
Together?
We want to, like, rent a kayak together or something?
Possibly.
Two-person kayak?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
What should the punishment be for the fools? The responsibility-less who bring a loaded weapon for their trip. And then it's discovered by TSA. What do you think the punishment should be? Accurate and inaccurate answers as we come back. 651-461-9226.